and do it and take a chance. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put yours, then I put mine. Then we can dip down low and roll and grind. Just get on the floor like I said before. Y'all remember that down low. Just put a little dip with it. Now roll those hips with it. Pop it, push it, rock it, roll it. Can't control it, I come hold it. It's all in fun, so take a chance. Just get on the floor and do that dance, y'all. I know you like it, so don't try to fight it. Turn around, baby, let me see you from the back. Yeah, I like it like that. Get up now, roll those hips. Drop down, double up on those dips. Freak nasty, wanna see, can y'all do this right? I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put yours, then I put mine. Then we can dip down low and roll and grind. Back again with the second verse. It's all clean, so I'm not gonna curse. Dropping bass like a bad habit. Love all women, cause I got a habit. Coming at y'all in stereo. I'm riding that thing like a rodeo. Hang on, baby, cause the ride is rough, man.
Yo, DJ, yo, DJ.
I got my girls in the front. Now and later, just bumping that rump. Raise it up, let me see that brown. Slap it, girl, make it jiggle around. Round and round that rump goes. Where it stop, yo, no one knows, yeah. Freak nasty, wanna see, can y'all do this right? I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put yours, then I put mine. Then we can dip down low and roll and grind.
Well, all right.
Liftoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's a juice box, man.
It's not a tumor.
But there are other communists who don't show their real faces.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
Fat, honey.
I just diagnosed you retarded.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and welcome to the final,
the last
show of the Juice Box.
But hey, Aussie.
Okay. Yeah. Hi. Okay, jumping right into it.
Jumping right into the show, no more sappy.
Yeah.
Madness, that it's our last
show. Maybe first, just want to apologize for being postponed. There was some event going on. I don't know what event that was, but it was a good ILS event, the last one. so you guys didn't have to worry about being bored to death by those anymore. Okay, I'm so sorry, Kay Sully. I know you're right. Jumping out of your chair to tell me the story.
This is actually really quite exciting. I think... Exciting? You know, yeah. So, you know how we wanted a segment where we were going to do eavesdropping?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think for the first time, I was recognized as a...
You were here.
Sorry, I think I have mic problems. You're probably talking to nothing. Anyways, guys, so here I have a story for Aussie. We were going to originally do this segment where we kind of talked about the weirdest things that we heard while we were eavesdropping. And anyways, while I was eavesdropping, I believe that I was recognized for the very first time for my awesome DJing voice. I overheard... Man, it is awesome. I quote, man, it is awesome to hear the voice and see the face. It's weird hearing the voice come out of the face and not knowing who she really is. And I'm not making this up.
Wow, wait.
I'm not making this up. I'm dead serious.
You're seriously not making this up.
I'm not making this up. But
okay. Okay.
Okay. So I have to come back down to earth. I know it's not about me. I think it was about the lecture that was just going on in the hall next door. But when I overheard it, I swore it was about me. And I was recognized for the first time. So it's good. Good night.
Okay,
since
then.
It's our last show.
We're finally getting the recognition we deserve, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
We are now famous, Aussie.
Yes, we reached it. It just took our last show to get
to
there.
To get there, but
yes.
We're here.
Oh, man, success. So... unfortunately, I don't know how many of you guys missed that beginning part. Kay Sully does not have her mic malfunction anymore. I don't know how many of you guys caught that 90s little tune we played earlier. It's because we're having a 90s themed show with 90s themed music. How exciting. It is our last show, and today we are going to be having Jacob and Diallo in the studio because we always need to have a guy's opinion in here.
It's good to have their side.
Because we're girls who think we know everything, and it usually turns out we don't. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Who knew that?
I thought I knew everything, but...
I guess we don't. So, for the Daily Squeeze... for the first time in nearly a decade, TLC will be reuniting for a U.S. concert tour later this year. So, Kay Sully, you might be asking me, Aaron, how's that possible? How's that possible, Aussie?
How's that possible?
Well, for those of you who don't know, Lisa Left Eye Lopez was killed in a car accident years ago.
Exactly 10 years from this day.
Yeah, exactly 10 years from today. And they're having a reunion because so many people are so into the way Tupac came back to life at Coachella.
Where he was actually, what is it called? Where he was...
He performed and he was actually there and it looks so realistic. So what TLC is doing is they're basically going to be doing the same thing except they're going to have Left Eye, you know, a projection. Yeah. And so today marks 10 years of her accident in Honduras. And yeah, so I'm pretty sure we're going to be seeing that a lot now. Maybe there might be a Michael Jackson tour.
Yeah, or maybe the Beatles. The Beatles would come out and be projected. That'd be
so
awesome.
Yeah, and then just Paul McCartney there. Yeah, I could just see that happening.
Yeah,
I could just see that happening. So who needs the next generation of the Beatles band? We have the Beatles on.
Yeah, this is really, I think, a big mark for music what happened at Coachella this year.
Yeah. Let's try not to talk about Coachella too much because it just hurts my soul.
Right.
You know, like, I haven't really noticed some of these names, though. I mean, in TLC, it's Tion T-Boys Watkins and
Rosanda
Chili Thomas. So, let's not get into those names.
They're just TLC.
Yeah, TLC, JK, LOL. I don't really say that in real life, guys. Okay, so at 4:30 p.m. today, Pacific time, not Eastern time, because...
That's 7:30 for East Coast time.
Nobody cares about East Coast time. I'm just kidding. We just lost half of our listeners.
Yep.
So sources tell TMZ that Ryan might not be hosting American Idol next year. So he's been missing rehearsal for American Idol, and it's just a mess. Like, he's just thinking he wants to quit. And Nigel, he's the one of the producers of American Idol. He's telling TMZ that it's because Ryan's looking into doing the X Factor, because that's like the new upcoming show that's going to be awesome. So, yeah, so he's thinking about quitting the X Factor, or quitting American Idol and joining the X Factor, which is huge because he is kind of the face of American Idol.
He is the face of American Idol and has been there since the beginning.
Exactly.
So to, actually, I think there was another one.
I think there was two original American Idol hosts, and then one of them like quit because he thought, oh, this is gonna go nowhere.
Oh wow, he was wrong. But to almost jump ship and go to a very similar show, the X Factor, I think is
ridiculous,
kind of bad of him.
Yeah, but I mean, I have this love hate thing for Ryan Seacrest. I appreciate all he's like accomplished. I mean, he has his own radio show, he has his own network, he just has so many things going for him, but he's such a little
he's definitely about like it. The face of what one day, yeah, communication what every majors
calm
want
major
like.
Wants to be like. Also in the news, Black and Yellow rapper Wiz Khalifa tried to hide a bag of weed in his room at the Holiday Inn in Nashville. This, according to law enforcement, according to the police reports obtained by TMZ, because they're everywhere. Metro Nashville police responded to Wiz's room on April 21st. The day after 420.
Let me guess exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he had 3.7 grams of weed in his pocket and cops found it in his room. But what
if you think about it, if he had that much on April 21st, I wonder how much he started off with on April 19th.
Let's just, that's probably a ridiculous amount of weed. But so what I'm getting at though is he's very open about his marijuana use. Right. I mean, most rappers are, like Lil Wayne was, Snoop Dogg. They're known for, you know, doing drugs.
It almost
drugs.
Comes with the name
yeah,
of being a rapper.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, wouldn't you expect it? I mean, why do people act so shocked? Like,
yeah, this
oh
is,
boy.
This is no news to me, really, but
it's like, it's just another thing in the world. So that's it for our last
Daily squeeze
of the year. So speaking of TLC, here they are with No Scrubs.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand how to work it out. Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart open and you ripped it out. Something's got me real.
Welcome back to the Juice Box, and we are, yes, we are doing a 90s themed show. That is what's up with that music. So today is April 25th, 2012. Shout out to my little brother whose birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. There is also, while we are mentioning dates, only 14 more days until the end of the school year. 2 weeks exactly.
Wow. So. That is very appropriate because that's why it's our last show today.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
We've got to study for finals. Kay, Sully, and I are pretty bright students. We
got to keep our grades up.
Got to soar up and above this
start
world.
Start writing these essays. So before everyone else gets bored with our
All right,
studying.
So you want to know what the teens are doing these days?
Yes.
So, teens are turning hand sanitizer into alcohol and winding up in the hospital. Because we just try to find every single way
to possibly
get high, get drunk. Because that's what teenagers are all about, doing illegal things. So, of course, it's starting Southern California.
Of course.
Of course. Because, you know, them SoCalers are so crazy. So, yeah, so even though this alcohol is used to kill germs and not to be ingested, teenagers have found a way to ingest it. You know what I really love about this article that explains how teenagers are, why teenagers are doing it? They explain like how to do it as well.
How to do it? Do you just drink it?
No. Well, you can't just drink it. That's dangerous. Well,
I'm thinking of like the smell of hand sanitizer. I can't even imagine drinking it.
So yeah, so what they do is, by the way, Jacob and Diallo are going to be in studio with us today. They're actually here.
They
but
just came in.
They're just muted for now because unless you guys want to join in on the conversation. Do you guys have an opinion about this hand sanitizer business? Okay, then. I'm just kidding. They're just giving me this look, They've this tried evil it. Look. Just All right, I know they.
He's Sully.
So, yeah, so they're just saying, oh, yeah, if you look at so-and-so website, you can actually do this yourself. And they're saying, yeah, you can just add vanilla or they're
oh,
giving
so you add flavors.
They're giving so many different ways to do this. I mean, anybody could literally do this just by looking at the article that says don't do this. I mean,
can you do it? You know, the kind that they're like pomegranate and yeah, then they have sparklies yeah. inside. Can you do it?
Oh,
that
well,
one?
I don't know the way that they're I'm not sure I want to broadcast this, but the way that they're doing it is they're using salt to extract everything else that's not the alcohol, to separate the alcohol from the actual thing. If you guys are really interested on how to do this, I'm pretty sure you guys can find it on YouTube. I mean, it's not that difficult.
But you probably shouldn't do it because there are side effects.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's how the title of this article is hand sanitizer into alcohol and winding up in hospital. So, yeah, there are side effects. Some of them include
memory loss is one of them.
Yeah,
and blindness.
Oh, yeah, you know, so, not
these
major,
little details.
Not
here.
Major side effects, guys. So go ahead, go crazy. So, yeah, that's our little tidbit on what the kids are doing these days. So
crazy,
crazy kids. So. Lastly, we're going to have our, I don't know, I think we should go on another sound break because I'm digging all of this 90s music. Is that a 90s word, digging?
Digging, I think so, yeah.
Is digging a 90s word? Or is that more 80s? What?
I think it's
90s. Is it
90s? Giallo says 90s.
Okay, so we're going to go with Giallo, even though he's not speaking into his mic, so we don't know what his ability is. No, you're not muted anymore. So... we're going to go on a short break. Here is BB Mac with Back Here.
Baby, set me free from this misery. I can't take it no more. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for. Here I am. Nothing in this world I can do until you're back here, baby. Miss you, want you, need you so. Until you're back here, baby. There's a feeling inside. I want you to know you are the one, and I can't let you go. I want you to know you are the one.
And we're back. This is the Juice Box, April 25th. Okay, Sully, did you want to do the song? The phone jingle for the last time of the year.
Is everyone going to sing with me, though? I don't want to do this.
No, I'll sing with you. Right. I'll sing with you.
So, don't forget, you can voice your opinion at any time by calling in. You will be on air once you call in. And the station number is
415-482-3587.
Again, that's 415-482-3587.
I want to sing it just one more time.
Okay,
please, let me sing it. Okay, ready?
415-482-3587.
And that is the last time you'll ever hear that jingle ever again.
Ever.
Ever. So let's just jump right into it. What we really think. A segment featuring Jacob and Diallo that we created a few weeks ago because we thought we knew it all, but turns out we really
clearly
don't.
Clearly we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Clearly we are far from it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is on the top of the discussion board today?
Stupid tattoos.
So many.
Okay.
What makes a stupid tattoo, though?
I saw a tattoo today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was on someone's phone. It was at dinner, actually. They showed me the tattoo, and it said, "What would Jesus do?" And
oh, my God.
Yeah. Right under it, it was another tattoo of human centipede.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I think so that explains gross. Itself.
Oh my God. That's an actual tattoo.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Wow.
Right under "What would Jesus do?"
Kay, Sully, and I. Well, obviously, Jesus would get a human centipede tattoo.
Obviously.
So, Kay, Sully, and I, what were we thinking? We just went,
we
you know,
were like,
what is the buzz around this movie? Hey, for the heck of it, let's just watch it. Worst decision ever.
Really?
Decision ever.
And then even worse decision after that, hey, let's go on a hike in the woods, in the dark.
Yeah.
And just get scared because we just watched
Without a flashlight.
Human centipede.
Without a flashlight.
I don't know where we come up with our ideas.
So, yeah, because I know of somebody who wants to get a Yoshi tattoo.
Like the Nintendo character?
Yes.
He's kind of a boss, though.
Oh,
that's what I kind of said. He's my favorite character to be.
Borderline okay.
Okay.
It's Yoshi.
But there's worse. Wait. There's worse tattoos.
Six to 9 inches on your leg.
That's too big.
That is too big.
I can see if it was smaller. But
first of all, it's Yoshi.
It's Yoshi.
I like Yoshi.
But I feel like tattoos should always have some type of meaning. You shouldn't just get a tattoo to get it.
Kay Sully, I think that too.
Kay Sully, our matching tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't get that.
Alcy and I are getting matching tattoos before the end of this year.
Yeah. So we're going to get a puzzle piece because a piece of us is missing.
So lame.
So is that stupid? Or is
there's
right?
Meaning
no,
behind
I,
it.
No, I like it.
Yeah,
it's better than Yoshi.
Then we're definitely getting it.
Then
we're
definitely the Yoshi.
I mean, when people ask, you can like years from now, you'll always remember.
Like back when I spent my year at Dominican.
Like I think everybody should have like a I was 18 tattoo. Like a that 18 year old tattoo. Like just like I was a rambunctious 18 year old
back in my
rebel
younger
days. Years. When that area is all baggy and saggy.
Oh, that's gonna look disgusting.
That's another major thing about tattoos. It's where to get them.
Yeah.
So people get them on faces, face
or
tattoos,
heads, or their heads.
Oh. Those are the worst ones. Yeah.
If I was a guy and I went bald, I would definitely get a tattoo on my head.
Why?
It's so racy.
This is coming from the girl, the woman. This is coming from the woman who says, I wish I had glasses. They make me look so cool. Or, hey, you know what kind of mood I'm in? I'm in a Raisin Bran mood. So don't take everything she says as valid. Stupid tattoos. I mean, there are some guys who get girly tattoos. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, I know of some guys that get butterfly tattoos.
I've never seen a guy
tattoo, and it was such a facepalm moment. Like, it was so bad. Like, I understand if you want to get it for your mom or something, but come on, at least make it not a butterfly, right?
But what if it just means that much to them that they needed to get a butterfly? You're just judging them without even knowing why they have
right,
it.
You know
that's
what?
Why you always...
Fine.
I kind
Everybody
of...
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. We don't judge here on the Juice Box.
Never.
Oh, never. I don't know. If I was to get a tattoo, I would want like a number sequence and then only I know what it means. But everyone else would just be like, oh, like, what is that tattoo? And I would like come up with a different story each time.
So that's why Kay Sully has no tattoos no at the moment. So, do you remember our whole, hey, if Jace Smith gets more followers on us on Facebook,
yes,
then we will
back
do something
in the
extreme?
Beginning of the juice box. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are we still going to follow through with that?
Do we have more? Or does he have more now?
I think he has more.
Oh, so that means we, I think I said I would dye my hair black.
Oh, I mean, don't do that.
So, all right, I even think you said something about a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Weren't we going to get like the juice box?
Oh, wait,
as a
no, wait, stop. I don't think there was, I don't think there was a we involved.
It wasn't just all me, though.
I think it was.
Oh, gosh. So, in other words, everyone
listening. We'll go down together.
Everyone so, listening, there's still time.
All right, so now, segueing from stupid tattoos. Yeah, because they're out there. Trust me, they're out yes. there. Wait, I'm sorry. Before like we move on, I totally forgot. How do you introduce your parents to somebody with a dumb tattoo? Like a Yoshi?
That's clearly visible.
You don't, I don't know. It's not like, here's my friend with a Yoshi tattoo.
No, if, but when like, they see it, they'll see. Let's say you want to date somebody who has a huge Yoshi tattoo on their leg.
I'd date a Yoshi tattoo.
You would date a Yoshi tattoo.
Just the tattoo by itself. Just the tattoo.
Okay, because that's possible. But you can't introduce that person to your dad.
Yes, you can.
Or your mom.
I don't know if I would. That's... it's kind of one of those things Yoshi. I have. Like, you can't have something stupid, like, permanently
on you. Exactly. Limits the respect that you're going to be given, I think.
I mean, what valid point could you make once you get that tattoo? It's like, oh, hey, where do you want to go eat? Denny's or IHOP? I want to go to IHOP. Well, you have no say in this because you got the dumb tattoo.
You
like, you obviously
decisions.
Can't make good decisions. We're actually going to do the opposite of what you want to do because you're just so bad at making decisions. That's where I see that going. Yeah, agreeable?
Yeah.
The sure. audience can't see a head nod.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, then thank you. Thank you for your valid point. Diallo, you're just shaking your head.
I don't agree. I love Yoshi. So.
Then you get a Yoshi tattoo.
Diallo, you
exactly.
should.
Exactly.
It's not for me, but I don't. There's worse tattoos.
Like what?
Like the human centipede thing. Oh my God. Under what would Jesus do? I don't really like name tattoos.
That was pretty bad.
You don't like, what about word tattoos over images?
Words are okay, but I don't, it's usually just names. I don't like. Like, a lot of people just get multiple names on them.
Why is that bad?
Because, I don't know, relationships aren't promised.
Depends on whose name it is.
Yeah.
If it's the name of a girl you're with, don't, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
Don't do that.
If it's a family member, like your mom or
a
something.
A family member is okay. Cause okay. Then
or like,
a
yeah,
reason.
If they died, especially too.
All right, then. So there's validation behind that. All right. Also, I guess. We only have 10 minutes of the juice box left, unfortunately.
Wow.
So this is a very important question, you guys. Who plays more games in a relationship, the boy or the girl?
Girl?
No.
You already knew the answer.
No.
No, that's not true.
Not true. Wait, why do you say the girl?
Because they're girls. What do you mean?
No, that's not.
I think girls just play games unintentionally and guys play them on purpose. That's what I
think. I think that's
but
crueler
I think
then.
No.
What do you mean, no? I mean, it's our second
you
nature.
You guys aren't even aware of it. So
no.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're not aware of it.
Girls
you
know
guys
what they're
know
doing. You just sure. play dumb.
Yeah, I know a lot of play dumb girls. It's actually
well,
really annoying.
I mean, like,
I've had people intentionally make me upset, and I'm like, why did you do that? And they're like, what are you talking about? You know what you did. Like, I've specifically said before that upsets me.
Well, or like in class, there's mm-hmm. a thing where girls like, when they're called on, they are like really quiet and then they phrase their answers and questions. I don't know. That drives me crazy when they're like, and their voice gets higher and higher. And it's like, why are you be sure of yourself?
I'm pretty sure we've had this discussion before. Yeah. And I told you, oh, I actually answer questions like that because I'm not sure if I'm right.
It drives me crazy.
So, so we're going to go on a quick song break and then the juice box will be over forever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We'll so continue it. We'll carry
next
it on.
Year.
All right. We'll see how that goes, guys.
That's a non-com major.
just go ahead now. When there's diamonds in his pockets, and that's a rip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. This one got a princely racket, that's what I said now. Got some mixie love on his jacket, ain't in his head now.
Welcome back to the Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu.
This is Aussie and Kay Sully, and this is our last show of the
and
year.
These are the last few minutes of the 2011-2012 series of the Juice Box, of the Juice Box period. So we'd just like to thank you guys for listening in this whole year.
We have some few dedicated fans. Just a shout out to all of you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone else who just randomly tuned in and liked our show.
Yeah. Kay Sully, would you like to unveil what's next for you?
Oh, next year I am actually going to Emerson College, which is in Boston. So I'm very excited.
So now your stalkers can follow you. Cool.
Yeah. Well,
all right. That's always helpful.
You bet. What about you?
I'm going back to SoCal. Mm-hmm. I probably won't disclose my location because...
Not too proud of it.
I'm a secret spy. All right. So last and final thing. Ending output.
Right, and where are you going?
America.
Why do you want to go there?
I know it's had a bad press recently, but it's the place that's taken my fancy.
Will you be gone for long?
Forever.